from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Annette Petriccioni, topping our report this hour. While politicians continue to argue who is to blame for New Jersey's steep increases in energy prices this summer, a new poll takes a look at who New Jerseyans think is at fault.
26% of voters say that they blame utility companies for the price increases. 19% say Governor Murphy. 15% say the federal government. 14% the state legislature. And 10% say energy producers are at fault.
Executive Director of the poll, Dan Cassino, says the bottom line is that New Jersey voters don't really know why their electric bills are going up, so they're blaming whoever they like. A chain reaction crash on the New Jersey Turnpike Thursday morning ends with a boxed-in driver of a pickup truck dead. Five vehicles came together in the Turnpike southbound lanes around 10:30 a.m. in East Windsor. A semi-trailer hit the back of a pickup, then a Mercedes. The pickup got slammed into the back of a tractor trailer, and the impact shot a back wheel off the pickup and into a van. The pickup caught fire, and the driver inside died. The drivers of the Mercedes and the van had minor injuries. An investigation is continuing. A new analysis says President Trump's tariffs could help drive up the cost of car insurance.
The insurance comparison website Insurify released a new analysis on Wednesday that shows the cost of full coverage car insurance could jump 7% by year's end. The report says the increase is possible if prolonged tariffs lead to significant losses by insurers. Insurify said, the U.S. has imposed several rounds of tariffs that raise the cost of auto parts, thus increasing the cost of repair claims for insurers. That in turn could lead to insurers raising premiums to align their rates with what they see as an additional financial risk. I'm Michael Kastner.
Today's news brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood, family owned and operated for over 50 years. Town Appliance has small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood or from home online at townappliance.com. And J1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will it be a sunny weekend? New Jersey 101.5 is your source. I'm Annette Petriccioni.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We've had a lot of heat and storms around New Jersey this summer, but the weekends have actually been pretty good. Most of the bad stuff has been during the week. Another solid summer weekend coming up, filled with sunshine, warm temperatures, and relatively low humidity. We'll keep clear skies tonight and comfortably cool temperatures. Lows fall to around 60. You might want a light jacket or sweater late tonight or early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, mostly sunny inland, partly sunny along the coast. Highs back in the lower 80s, similar to today. Sunday, we'll see more sunshine. It'll be the hotter day of the weekend with highs in the upper 80s. Our next heat wave kicks in next week. Monday, sunny and hot. Highs will be near 90. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now in Union, it's 80, Long Branch 75, Vineland 84, and down in Asbury Park with Jeff and Kylie, it's 76. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.